This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister of New Zealand Christopher Luxon will arrive in New Delhi this afternoon on a 5-day visit to India. He will be accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, senior officials, businesses, media and members of the Indian diaspora community. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with his New Zealand counterpart tomorrow, covering various aspects of India-New Zealand relations. Mr. Luxon will attend the inaugural session of the 10th Raisina Dialogue 2025 as a chief guest and deliver the keynote address. He will also call on the President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Raisina Dialogue 2025 with his New Zealand counterpart, Christopher Luxon, in New Delhi tomorrow. The 10th edition of the Raisina Dialogue is being held from tomorrow till the 19th of March. The Raisina Dialogue is India's premier conference on geopolitics and geoeconomics, committed to addressing the most challenging issues facing the global community. NASA astronauts Ann McLean and Nicole Ayers, along with Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, JAXA astronaut Takuya Onishi and Roscosmos cosmonaut Kirill Peskov, arrived at the International Space Station ISS this morning after the successful docking of SpaceX's Crew 10 mission. The SpaceX Dragon spacecraft, which launched from Texas on Friday, reached the ISS at 9:35 a.m. Indian time. The mission brings renewed hope for the return of two NASA astronauts, Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore, who have been stranded in the orbit for 9 months. Wilmore and Williams originally planned a one-week mission when they launched aboard Boeing's first astronaut flight. However, after the Boeing Starliner capsule faced numerous issues, NASA decided the capsule should return empty, leaving the test pilots behind to wait for SpaceX lift. Nominations for the Padma Awards 2026 to be announced on the occasion of Republic Day next year have started. The last date for nominations for Padma Awards is 31st of July. The nominations and recommendations for Padma Awards will only be received online on the Rashtriya Puraskar portal. Union Coals Minister G. Kishan Reddy has announced that the Begumpet Railway Station in Hyderabad will be fully operated by women employees of the South Central Railway. After inspecting the ongoing modernization works under the Amrit Bharat Station scheme at the railway station, the minister announced that the station will be inaugurated soon as an all-women railway station. About 40 crore rupees have been spent to modernize the Begumpet Railway Station in two phases. The minister said the redevelopment works have been completed about 90% and soon the state will be inaugurated. Padma Bhushan Ramakant Rath, one of the most renowned modernist poets in Uriya literature, passed away this morning at Bhubaneswar at the age of 91. His passing has cast a deep shadow of the mourning over the literary world, marking the end of an era in Uriya literature. A 1957 batch IAS officer, Ramakant Rath also served as a chief secretary of Odisha and held several key positions in the Union government. His poetic works, celebrated for their depth and insight, include iconic poems Sri Radha, among many others. His works have been translated into English and several Indian languages. In recognition of his outstanding contribution to literature, Ramakant Rath was conferred with the Padma Bhushan, India's third highest civilian award, in 2006 and many other coveted literary awards. In U.S., at least 26 people were killed in a monster storm as violent tornadoes ripped several states. The storm led to wiping out of schools and toppling semi-tractor trailers in several states. Missouri recorded more fatalities than any other state as it withstood scattered twisters overnight that killed at least 12 people. Officials in Arkansas said 3 people died in Independence County and 29 others were injured across 8 counties as storms passed through the state. In the Women's Premier League Cricket Summit clash, Mumbai Indians clinched the second title as Delhi Capitals choked for the third time in succession. In the Summit clash played at the Brabourne Stadium in Mumbai, Harmanpreet Kaur's 44-ball-66 powered Mumbai Indians to a fighting 149 for the loss of 7 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.